翻到约翰福音第十六章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
第十六章第三十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 32.
看哪，时候将到，且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去。留下我独自一人。
Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone.
我们知道这句话是我们的主上十字架以前说的。
We know that these words were uttered by our Lord prior to his going to the cross.
其实这句话是个预言。
But actually, this phrase is a prophecy.
所以说，看哪，时候将到。且是已经到了。
Behold, an hour is coming and has already come.
你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。
For you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone.
我们知道这节圣经很自然的，大家如果知道四福音的话，是应验在门徒们的身上。
We know that if you read the four Gospels, that these words were uttered in the presence of the disciples.
可是呢，如果我们仔细再读下一章，
But if you read the next chapter,
我们就知道说，就找到真正的解释了。
Then we will find its explanation.
那一面来说不错，的确是我们的在那个时候那天晚那个时候，你看见主时候到了时候，门徒们果然分散了。
So we do know that when the hour actually came, the disciples were scattered.
各归自己的地方去。
And they went back to their own home.
他们每一个人都有自己的地方。
They have their own home.
然后主说，留下我独自一人。
And then the Lord says, and you leave me alone.
那么如果我们仔细地读下一章的圣经。
If we carefully read the next chapter,
你记得我们的主为这些门徒们祷告。
You remember our Lord prayed for his disciples.
他们曾经分散了。
They were scattered.
结果呢，主的祷告就是十七章第十一节。
But then the Lord's prayer was found in chapter 17, verse 11.
圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Holy Father, keep them in thy name.The name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
这里的他们当然指的门徒说的。
Here, the they refers to the disciples.
但是二十节。
But in verse 20,
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word.
那就是有许多人因着听着使徒们的见证。
It is through the testimony of the disciples.
他们就相信了我们的主。
The apostles, therefore,
这就是指着教，这就指着教会来说的。
That speaks of the church.
所以主也为教会祷告。
And so the Lord also prayed for the church.
使他们都合而为一，正如父在我里面，我在你里面。
That they all would be one, even as we are.
所以这里的合一。
This oneness,
一面是指着门徒
on one hand speaks of the disciples,
一面是指着教会
on the other hand speaks of the church.
就作主那个时候来说是指着门徒
As to the time of our Lord, it spoke to the disciples.
就这两千年以后今天的情形来说是指着教会
But 2,000 years later, in the situation today, it speaks of the church.
所以现在我们再回过头去看第十六章那个预言。
So now let's go back to chapter 16 and its prophecy.
我们就知道那个预言的应验是 twofold, 是双重的。
And we know that the fulfillment of this prophecy was twofold.
一面是指着门徒们他们分散了。
On one hand, it has, speaks to the scattering of the disciples.
他们各归自己的地方去。
They went back to their own home.
留下我独自一人。
And you left me alone.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这一句话，这个预言，远期的应验 ，remote fulfillment.
This, the remote fulfillment of this prophecy.
乃是指着教会来说的。
Speaks of the church.
意思就是说，到了有一天
，one day，
教会要四分五裂。
The church will be divided.
每个人都有他们的地方。
Everyone has their own home.
有的人说我们是属基法的。
Some will say I am of Cephas.
他在那个圈子里面非常有安息。
And they have assurance in that circle.
有的人说我们是属保罗的。
Some will say I am of Paul.
有的人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some will say I am of Apollos.
甚至有的人说我是属基督的。
And some will say I am of Christ.
每一个人都有他们的地方。
All of them have their own place.
每一个聚会都享受主的同在。
Each gathering and meeting has the Lord's presence.
但主怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say?
留下我独自一人。
You leave me alone.
没有想到我们的主是在门外叩门。
We never thought that the Lord was outside knocking on the door.
教会应该是充满基督同在的地方。
The church should be a place which is full of His presence.
但是谁会想到，今天的教会让我们的主是独自一人。
But who would have thought that the church today would have left our Lord to be alone?
所以这里的情形
，The situation here，
乃是告诉我们，主在还没有上十字架之前
，shows us what is happening before the Lord going to the cross。
他老早知道门徒们要分散。
He knew in advance that the disciples were to be scattered.
他也老早知道教会要分散。
He also knew that the church is to be, was to be
scattered. 就像以西结书所说的是枯骨四散。
Just like Ezekiel showing the scattering of dry bones.
主说只留下我独自一个人。
The only thing left is myself.
我们的主讲这句话的时候
When the Lord spoke these words,
他引了一节的圣经。
He inferred one verse.
来形容门徒们是怎么分散。
To explain or describe how the disciples were scattered.
我们来看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太第二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。”
Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night."
因为经上记着说：“我要击打牧人，羊就分散。”
For it is written, "I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered."
但我复活以后。要在你们先往加利利去。
But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
换一句话说
，In other words,
只有主复活以后
，Only after He is raised,
这些分散的羊又聚在一起。
Then these sheep that have been scattered will be gathered again.
在坟墓的这一边是分散。
On one side of the tomb, it's scattering.
只有在坟墓的那一边才是合一。
But only on the other side of the tomb is there oneness.
在十字架的这一边是分散。
On this side of the cross, it's scattering.
在复活的那一边乃是合一。
On the side of resurrection, there is oneness.
就着人的肉体，就着人的天然来讲，永远没有合一的可能。
As to man's flesh,There is impossible for there to be oneness.
但什么时候我们经历复活的生命
？But whenever we experience the life of resurrection.
主说：“我复活以后，要在你们先往加利利去。”
The Lord said, "But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee."
果然，马太福音告诉我们，门徒们就到了主耶稣所约定的山上。
And in Matthew, we see.That the disciples went to the mountain that was appointed by our Lord.
大概那个时候，我们的主就向五百个弟兄显现。
And our Lord appeared to 500 brothers.
然后主就告诉他们说，你们要回到耶路撒冷去。
And he told them, you should go back to Jerusalem.
因为那个时候他们在加利利。
Because at that time they were in Galilee.
他们不应该等在加利利。
They shouldn't be waiting in Galilee.
虽然他们已经得着了大使命，要去，要把福音送到万国万民去。
Even though they heard the great commission of being able to preach the gospel throughout the ends of the earth.
那么他们应该可以从加利利就去了。
So they could have left from Galilee.
为什么他们要从加利利去呢？
Why did they leave from Galilee?
他就不必回耶路撒冷。
Because they wouldn't have to go back to Jerusalem.
他们不再受逼迫。
They don't have to be persecuted.
因为回到耶路撒冷，他们要回到逼迫的环境中去。
Because if they go back to Jerusalem, they will go in the environment of persecution.
拣选耶路撒冷就是拣选十字架。
To choose Jerusalem is to choose the cross.
现在主复活了，还需要十字架吗？
Now that the Lord has risen, do we need the cross?
现在主复活了，他们应该从加利利就一直传福音直到地极。
Now that he has risen, they should leave Galilee all the way to the remotest parts of the earth.
但主的道路不是这样。
But the Lord's way is not this.
主要叫他们等在耶路撒冷。
The Lord wanted them to wait in Jerusalem.
等在耶路撒冷的结果就是等候从上头来的能力。
The waiting in Jerusalem was to wait for the power from above.
到了五旬节的时候，
and on the day of Pentecost,
你看见圣灵降下来，
the Holy Spirit descended,
就把聚集在耶路撒冷一百二十个人，
and took those 120 individuals,
一百二十个个人，
120 individuals,
结果把他们进城工作一个身体，
and they were baptized into one body,
结果他们就变成基督身体上的一百二十个肢体。
And they became 120 members of the body of Christ.
这就是合一的见证。
This is the testimony of one.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
只要在坟墓的这一边。
If you are on this side of the tomb.
那个结果一定是分散。
The result is scattering.
如果我们到主所约定的山上。
But if we go to his appointed mount.
结果我们大家就相遇，我们就聚在一起。
Then we will meet each other and gather together.
所以这个就是圣经里面所说的见证。
This is what the Bible speaks of testimony.
不只是指着当时的门徒说的。
It was not only directed to the disciples of the time.
老早知道今天教会要四分五裂。
But our Lord knew far in advance that the church would be divided.
大家说我们不要讲见证。
Many say, let's not talk about testimony.
我们讲主的同在就好。
Let's talk about his presence.
只要我们大家彼此相爱。
As long as we love one another.
只要我们这里有主的供应。
As long as we have his feeding here.
只要我们这些弟兄姊妹能够彼此洗脚。
As long as we can wash one another's feet.
我们就满足了。
We will be satisfied.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
弟兄姊妹，在坟墓的这一边。
On this side of the tomb.
我们永远不可能合一。
Forever we would not be one.
所以同样的原则。
So the same principle.
如果让复活的基督在我们里面活。
If we allow the risen Lord, the risen Christ to live in us.
结果就在主再回来以前。
So before the Lord returns.
他要得着荣耀的教会。
He will gain a glorious church.
这就是他的见证。
That is his testimony.
今天许多时候我们聚会。
Many times when we gather.
是为着方便。
We gather because of convenience.
因为我们总得要聚在一起。
Because we know we want to gather together.
我们讲英文不够方便。
We speak English, it's not convenient.
因为我们向来讲中文的。
Because we always speak Chinese.
所以我们就在一起聚集。
So we gather together.
所以许多的聚会是为着我们的方便。
So many times we gather for convenience sake.
我们从来没有想到神的旨意。
We never thought of his will.
我们从来不问说神的心满意了吗？
We never ask, is his heart satisfied?
我们聚会聚了那么久。
We have met for so long.
实在有主的供应。
And we have the Lord's giving.
传福音也很有果效。
And there is much fruit from the gospel.
每次我们听见主的信息，我们里面都跳跃。
Every time we hear his word, our hearts jump for
joy. 我们真的在他恩典中长进。
And we live within grace.
我们以为这就是目的。
We thought that that was the goal.
我们以为这就是为什么主召聚我们在一起的原因。
We thought that was the reason he called us together.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们有没有想到，
Have we ever thought?
主老早他就预言。
The Lord already knew far in advance.
老早主知道。
He already prophesied.
只要凭着我们的天然，凭着我们的肉体，我们一定是四分五裂。
That according to our nature, according to our flesh, we would be divided.
但是感谢主。
But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
如果我们到加利利去。
If we go to Galilee.
我们到神所约定的山上。
When we go to the appointed mountain.
最后的结果是什么？
The result is what?
能够